Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Now it's time to talk home maintenance. We've got Joan in South Carolina who needs some help with the AC and the water heater. What's going on, Joan?
Thank you for taking my call. I so enjoy listening to your show on the weekends in Greenville.
No, you're very welcome.
We built our home about 9 years ago, and we're not having a problem, but my neighbors are with the air conditioner and their water heater. They've replaced both. And I want, my question is, how often do you have these appliances, you know, how often do you have them checked?
Well, for your neighbor had some bad luck. Both an air conditioner and a water heater can go in 8 to 12 years. It's unfortunate that, your neighbor lost both. However, that doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. In terms of maintenance, a couple of things. First of all, you should have the air conditioning compressor serviced
annually,
usually in the spring. However, you know, if you have your heating system serviced now because it's getting chillier out, it's not a bad idea to have the AC serviced at the same time. Frankly, nothing's going to happen to it over the winter. And this way you'll know that it's ready to rock and roll when it gets warm
again. When you
need
to turn it on.
And sometimes that saves you a bit of money. Secondly, in terms of the water heater, not a lot of maintenance needed there. But what you would want to do is when you have the furnace serviced, have the water heater burner compartment checked, make sure there's no rust on top of the burner, make sure that the pilot light is good and strong, because as gas burns, it's very corrosive and tends to leave some rust in that area, which can impede the flow of the flame, so to speak. And that's pretty much all you need to do.
Tom, what about draining water from the water heater? There's always sort of like a mixed school of thought. Drain a certain amount of gallons out annually or don't?
I don't think that it's necessary to drain a water heater. If you have very hard water, some people believe in doing that because the mineral deposits in the bottom of the water heater can sort of form like an insulating layer that can make it a little bit less efficient. But generally speaking, I don't drain water heaters, but others do, and that's why.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Joan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.